Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are joined by Mr. Matthew Schechner, the president of Essential Advisory Services, a judgment-free financial planning firm based in Long Island, New York. Mr. Schechner, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thanks so much, Eric. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Our pleasure, and looking forward to being informed per your expertise. So tell us, as we kick things off here today, what is goal-based planning and what are the benefits?
Goal-based planning is the exact opposite of product-based planning. And let me explain what that is first. That'll set things a little easier to understand. With product-based planning is what you see in most of America with advisors, and that is client calls in with a particular question, a concern, thought, need, and the advisor provides a solution based on a particular product. And that is the exact opposite of what we do here at Essential. It just doesn't work for us. It's a dynamic that doesn't work, and there's no vision. It's a very myopic way of dealing with your clients. With goal-based planning, we really look at the end game here. So for example, if you and your spouse or your partner or whomever were to go on a trip, when you leave your driveway, do you make a right? Do you make a left? Do you need gas? I mean, what destination are you putting into your GPS? You really need a plan of where you're going. And that's exactly what goal-based planning provides. We actually sit with the clients, and it's a very collaborative framework that we work within. And we come up with a destination, something that they're comfortable with, something that's also achievable. Coming up with an unachievable destination doesn't really work either. So it's important for us to come up with a strategy that enables us to achieve that particular destination. And what we have found is that the map that we use to get there is different for obviously everyone, but it's also filled with its pitfalls. You know, we run into cliffs, we run into rivers, we have to figure out how to cross them with the client. And not only does that collaboration prove to be effective, it's also empowering for the client because they're more involved with the decision-making process as opposed to just someone driving a bus and telling them that this is what they need to do. This truly is the antithesis of product-based planning. With a product-based advisor, client calls in and says, hey, I made a little bit more money this year, and I need to dedicate more money towards my retirement plan. I'm not maxing it out. And the advisor looks back and says, yeah, I see that. Why don't we add some more money to your IRA, or let's double up on your deferrals to your 401k plan. With us, that's simply not the solution.
And certainly a great way to leave things off here today. Now, tell us, what is the biggest challenge when it comes to creating and sticking to a goal-based plan for small business owners and the entrepreneur?
Well, for entrepreneurs and small business owners, the number one issue with sticking to any type of plan is trying to think of the unknowns. You know, there are so many variables when it comes to running your own business. The day-to-day operations is never the same. Monday is so different than Tuesday. And even weekends are different than the previous week. To identify all of the issues that a small to medium-sized business owner or entrepreneur has to deal with is honestly, it's just impossible, okay? But we still need to put together a plan. And that's why when dealing with specific type of investors and retirement plans, we really need to not think of everything, but we need to remain flexible. So what that means is having not necessarily multiple goals, but multiple paths. You know, this is how we might set up our plans in years where business is struggling, and during years that they're flush, we might have to operate in a different way. This will also help us navigate, you know, the risk profile of the client. So obviously, you know, going back to your question, sticking to a goal-based plan. The plan is great, but it's only going to be as great as flexible as it is. And that's one of the things that is really important and critical to a small to medium-sized business owner, is finding that advisor that truly understands that.
Certainly do appreciate the information and insight and input here so far today. We're joined by Mr. Matthew Schechner, the president of Essential Advisory Services, a judgment-free financial planning firm based in Long Island, New York, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell us as we continue on, what differentiates retirement planning for small business owners and why do they require special attention? Get into some of those details.
All right, so we've kind of touched upon this a little bit, why they require special attention. They are unique, right? I mean, everything that they do is unique as opposed to everyone else, which is more common, more stable, and more typical. What differentiates them is that they risk more. But, you know, with greater risk, there's also greater reward. They're entitled to more as well. You know, specifically, if you want to target some thoughts here, you know, there are three types of retirement plans, right? So you have your 401k, your profit sharing plans, which many people in America already are enrolled in. But they also have access to something called cash balance plans. And cash balance plans aren't typically used by larger corporations because economically they're just not feasible. They're very, very accommodating to small to medium-sized businesses and entrepreneurs. In other words, they can dedicate greater than $200,000 a year into a retirement plan for themselves. So for someone who has been, like we said earlier, taking care of everyone except themselves, this gives them the opportunity to accelerate retirement. You know, what's also really, you know, difficult with retirement plans is the navigation of them. Everyone thinks that, you know, they're so investment oriented. They're not. That even though investments are a component of retirement plans, there's so much more to them, and there's a lot of pitfalls with them. You know, the jewelry industry has something called the four C's when they discuss diamonds, right? Clarity, cut, and so on and so forth. We devised something also called the four C's, where we go over cost, compliance, communication, and choice. And all four of these aspects of retirement plans are super critical. You know, keeping the cost down is important, all right? And understanding that and managing that is essential. Being compliant is extraordinarily important. You know, you can go through DOL audits. You really have to be on top of your books. There's a huge administrative task here with running a plan. And then also communication. We need to speak to the participants. The participants and the beneficiaries are, without a question, the most important component of any retirement plan. And then fourth and final C is choice. We have to be able to evaluate the funds all the time and make sure they're getting the most optimal selection of funds within their retirement plan. So being a small to medium-sized business owner, once you get to a point in your business where you might have some critical mass and greater visibility on your business, being able to dedicate $200,000-$300,000 into a retirement plan is life-changing. You know, I think the maximum lifetime contribution in a cash balance plan is around $2.8 million. So we could feasibly set up a plan for a client who has maybe struggled for most of their lives in their business and has found success in their 50s. And between 50 and 65 years old can dedicate $2.8 million into a retirement plan. With rate of return, you're talking about a $4 or $5 million plan by the time they're 65 years old, potentially. And that can be rolled directly into an IRA. These are life-changing investment strategies that we deploy with clients. And this is where being a small to medium-sized business owner can be highly leverageable.
Mr. Schechner, really great to have had you out. Can't thank you enough for what you do in the space and for joining us here today and sharing some outstanding information. It ought to excite some folks tuning in today. As we conclude today, one last question. How can small business owners and entrepreneurs find balance and planning for their personal financial future as well as the business financial future?
So, you know, what you're touching on here is truly the pain point, right? How can I balance my retirement plan when my business that feeds it is inconsistent? right? I mean, that's the $64,000 question. It's not easy. It's really difficult. It takes a great deal of monitoring and a great deal of dedication. But it's something that we have to do. This isn't a question like, wow, I don't know if I really should. You know, this is going to be difficult. I'm not sure if I could dedicate this amount of money. Bring us in, let us structure for you and show you what it would look like. My experience is that this has a waterfall effect. I have found that once retirement plan is included in the budget for a business, the employees are happier. You've created some type of internal retention program. We have also found that the businesses are running better because all of a sudden there's a greater sense of responsibility when it comes to the finances of the business. So the byproduct of all this is greater retirement for the individual business owner and greater financial stability and security for the business. I mean, truly, this is the essence of goal-based planning.
And on that note, I'm sure listeners want to know how they can connect with you and get more information online on your firm, Essential Advisory Services, there in Long Island, New York. Where's the best place online to gather more information?
So our website is www.essentialas.com. I could also be reached at matthew@essentialas.com with two T's in Matthew. And we're also located on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter.
And you certainly make it easy enough. Again, Mr. Schechner, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on EPN. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much, Eric. I really appreciate the time.
And we certainly appreciate yours greatly. We've been speaking with Mr. Matthew Schechner, the president of Essential Advisory Services, a judgment-free financial planning firm based in Long Island, New York. And for all the details, visit EssentialAS.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.